You are listening to a podcast by Reverend Didi Arikakith from the United Methodist Wesley Foundation Campus Ministry in Tucson, Arizona.
I hope y'all bear with me. I'm kind of hoarse. I've been talking all day. So, Didi asked me, she called me last week. Do what? Oh, Didi called me last week and she said, Tim, I want you to talk about your faith. And maybe one time in your life when God has influenced you or something, just something that you can think of. And I said, well, I don't have, you know, just one time. I'm not like a born-again Christian. I wasn't crazy all of a sudden, and, you know, here I am coming to church. It didn't happen like that. It was more of a progressive type thing. A lot of factors influence that. But I'm sorry, I didn't introduce myself. My name is Tim, and let's see. I am from Oklahoma, moved out here about a year ago, graduated from college, moved out here, and I didn't know anyone. And coming out here was really an act of faith because I didn't have any family, any friends. I just came out here because, funny story is my boss, I got the job in college when I was a senior last year, and he said, Tim, where do you want to live? And I said, someplace warm. I don't want to be scraping my windshield. And he's like, all right. And he called me a week later, and he's like, I got three spots for you. Houston. And I was like, man, Houston, that's too congested for me. I don't like Houston. He's like, well, Albuquerque. And I said, all right, well, Albuquerque's nice. I've been to Albuquerque. And he said, Tucson. And here I am in Tucson. So this was a big leap of faith for me. But anyway, I made notes about things I wanted to talk about. My faith, like I say, it didn't just happen overnight. It was just development. It was a lot of environmental stuff played into this, and also experiences. I was born in a Methodist family where church was real important. And my parents made me go to church. And as I got older, I really came to appreciate church. And being from a small town in Oklahoma, your church is your identity. It's who you are. It's a group of friends. It's a network. You see people at the local grocery store, and they say hi to you. You see, you know, if any of you are Methodists, have you heard of the United Methodist Women? Those ladies are saints. I mean, if you have a grandparent die or something like that, they'll come and they'll bake you all these nice pies and cakes and stuff. It'll make you feel a lot better. And you know, when someone gets hospitalized, they'll come to the preacher from the church will come and it's just a group of friends. And when I was in high school and sporting activities, we'd have people from church come watch me, and that made me feel special, even if it was out of town. So. It's your community. And that's really what that's all I thought about church. Didi opened it up. She opened up the floor last week to what everybody thinks. No, it was a week before last, about what everybody thinks about church and everyone's definition of church. And mine was community, for the most part. Church, also a thing that was important for me at my church was peers. I had people my age. It's really hard. You know, that's probably why the majority of you are here, because you get to see your friends, you get to hang out. And it's important that you grow spiritually as together, because being around your peers, it helps. You know, and plus you're going to have stuff in common with people your own age. Let's see. Experiences. This is the second part I was going to touch on. Lots of experiences have helped me grow as a Christian. Everyone experiences, you know, that people, loved ones die. I had grandparents die in high school. I had a friend who died in a hunting accident. And all those things, you know, you want to think that you're those special people in your life that have died are someplace in a better place. And that's just what's really kind of influenced me and made me a little more spiritual. College. Moving on to college is a difficult time. I know a lot of you are, you know, probably under a lot of stress from school, and college is stressful. I'm glad that I'm out of college. So, you know, you got deadlines you have to meet, homework assignments, tests, just all that stuff just thrown on you. Let's see. Other things that, you know, this might be the first time you're away from, you know, home. So you might be a little homesick, you know, and this, you know, getting together like this is good because, you know, you can grow together. And, of course, you're going to have stuff in common with everyone here. So an experience that I can't, you know, I said I really couldn't pinpoint one thing in my life where I had an experience, but, you know, church camp, I really dedicated my life to God, and let me see, that was in middle school. I went to church camp, and it was an alternative. It was kind of like this worship. It was kind of contemporary. We had guitars and drums and stuff, and it was cool, but, you know, that's, and plus I was surrounded by my peers. Presently, as I've developed with my faith, I really am starting to get more into Scripture. And I'd encourage every one of you to maybe start looking and reading the Bible. I read every night. I have a daily devotion, and I try to read it for the most part. It's called The Upper Room, and it has a section. Every day it has a short story of someone's life experiences, and then it has some kind of related Bible verse that you read, and it puts things into perspective. And kind of for me, it's like my meditating, kind of I get to reflect on maybe what's happened that day, and maybe things that I could do better. And so it helps, and also just going to church. I really, my job puts a lot of pressures on me, and, you know, like your school would put pressures on you, and really just going to church really has, it's like recharging my batteries every week. It's a good thing. It really helps me just go through the daily grind. Let's see. That's pretty much it. These are my notes. So, but I'm really glad everyone here has made it, and I'd encourage you to keep coming, because this group is, you know, having a spiritual, having some kind of, being involved in a church in college is really important, and it'll help you get through college. And you know, it was important for me. And as I got older, the more I mature, the more I recognize that and how important it is. And it's not just a community, but, you know, the spiritual aspect. It fulfills your, it helps you, you know. A lot of Bible verses might have something in common to what you're experiencing. So you can, maybe if you broke up with your girlfriend, or your girlfriend broke up with you, or something like that, and you're having a hard time, and you're thinking, man, I'm not loved. Nobody loves me, or no one cares for me. And then, you know, you open up the Bible, and it says Jesus loves me. So then you think, oh, you know, somebody likes me. So, so anyway, that's it. Sorry, I'm not a good speaker. I'm just kind of, I really didn't plan this out that well. So,
my name is Lauren, and I'm a freshman here at the U of A. So, like Tim, I grew up going to church with my parents. I never really had one defining moment where I you know, dedicated my life to God. It just kind of grew up in that and kept developing. But if anyone's like me, I'm sure you've felt distant from God at some point. If you've, you know, been in that relationship with Him for any amount of time in your life. When I feel distant from God, I sometimes feel lonely and stressed and start losing faith. I've gone in and out of times like that. But I think one thing we don't realize is that God is always there. And no matter like how distant we feel, He's there for us. It's actually us who does the distancing. And that can happen for a number of reasons. But I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk about trials now. So everyone like has major trials at some point in their life, and I've experienced one pretty big one so far. One of the most common questions I've heard discussed in sermons and Bible studies and small groups is, why does God let us go through such challenges? Can't He make everything easy and wonderful all the time? I mean, He is God. And I'm sure He could make our lives easy if He wanted to, but when things are easy, we take it for granted. Think about it. We would never have to ask God for anything or to cry out to God for help, which may sound like that's a good thing, but really, I don't think it is. We wouldn't have to depend on Him for anything. And it's when we're faced with our toughest hardships that we realize nothing can help us except for God. And that's when we draw close to Him and rely on our faith. Faith develops and becomes stronger through trials because we're challenged to accept that we can't do everything ourselves all the time. It's kind of hard to explain, so I'll tell you about a trial I went through as an example. My first day of summer vacation, after I got out of sixth grade, my 15-year-old cousin was riding his dirt bike up Reddington Pass, which is in Tucson, for those of you who are from out of town and don't know. He crashed head-on into an SUV. And he was wearing all the protective gear, so he didn't have any broken bones, but the hospital decided to keep him overnight just in case. And that night, he suffered a stroke because his jugular vein had burst. The stroke paralyzed him on the right side of his body. And then shortly after that, his brain started swelling, and the doctors put him into a drug-induced coma as a last resort to stop the swelling because it just would not stop. We found out later that the doctors were giving him a 15% chance of living, and they thought even if he did live, he would just be a vegetable, like, you know, complete brain damage. So the tragedy climaxed one night when everyone thought he was about to die. My aunt was planning his funeral. My mom went to the hospital to be with them, and then my dad and brother and I just stayed at home. My mind, it was just numb. I couldn't think of anything. The only thing I could do is pray and cry and read the Bible. My dad pointed out a verse to me, Mark chapter 11, verse 24, which says, Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. This verse just offered so much hope to me at that time. I really believed in the verse. I believed with all my heart that my cousin would survive. And I just prayed to Jesus and God, and I just believed. And it worked. All the prayers worked. With God's power, my cousin is alive today. He's 21 years old. He walks unsupported, has regained some speech. He even goes to some classes here. And from all he went through, his brain is amazingly, like, not as damaged as it should be. But just the utter despair I felt that night he almost died, it brought me to my knees, crying to God. There was nothing left the doctors or anyone else could do. I lay it in God's hands, and He caused a miracle. From that event, I learned to believe wholeheartedly in the power of prayer, to believe in miracles, and I depended solely on God's power. And it's encouraged my faith ever since. And I think that's why God lets us go through trials, to do that developing with our faith, to realize that we can't do everything ourselves. I think trials can be wake-up calls. Maybe we haven't been paying any attention to God lately. Maybe our busy lives seem to leave no time for church or prayer or Bible reading, fellowship, anything. And then something big happens, and we are brought back to God. We realize that He's always there for us. We go from feeling distant to feeling close, and we want to stay close. It's hard to stay close, though. Sometimes we drift away again. So I would just say, like, welcome those challenges as a way to bring you back to God. Thank him for the reminder. Thank him for helping your faith grow and for even caring that your faith does grow. I know it's really hard when you're actually going through a trial to be like, you know, why is God doing this? Like, why? Or why is God letting this happen? But I've just learned that God is always looking out for us, even when it's hard to believe. So that's about it.